People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
Southwest Open School is a place for experiential learning, where students actively participate in their own education. This winter, the radio class chose to focus on challenges confronting Montezuma County.
The topics included teenage substance abuse, homelessness, generational poverty, and a higher-than-average theft rate. Tasked with recording transformative radio pieces, the students set out into the community to find real voices. The stories they recorded here are real, gritty, and ultimately their own.
And say, get a job, bum. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being.
Colorado has one of the highest rates of homelessness in the U.S. Nationally, 2 out of every 5 homeless children are under the age of 6. Although it is difficult to know exactly how many homeless people live in Montezuma County, we do know that almost 1 out of 5 Montezuma County residents live below the poverty line. That's 5,000 people on the brink of losing everything they have. We are going to ask if the working people of Montezuma County should care about the homeless.
We asked the homeless lady if the working people of Montezuma County should care about the homeless and why. And here's what she said.
Well, it takes a village to raise a child. It would take a whole town to raise a bunch of homes.
There's a lot of homeless people in Montezuma County and not enough funds.
And most of the shelters are usually filled up because it's winter. So if you're a mother with a child, you're sleeping in the park.
Then we asked her what she would say to someone who doesn't know how hard it is to be homeless.
You know, I don't think you can say someone that hasn't been through it. It takes one to know one.
And then she went on to say,
we're a tight community as homeless people.
What,
like, we all look after each other. We're like, have you seen so-and-so? Somewhere down the road, someone's seen so-and-so. Okay, well, Jack's in the park, passed out drunk. Let's go get him.
We asked her what her daily schedule was like.
You get up at 5:30 in the shelter. You clean, you eat breakfast, you get ready for the day. You leave at 7, and doors are locked after 7. And then you come back in the evening around 6 o'clock. But everybody usually meets at McDonald's, gets a coffee or something. They're pretty generous up there. And then we go to the library, somewhere warm to be all day. Hey, it's made smarter people out of some of the ones I know, so.
She has 2 kids, and when she went homeless, her husband took her kids east to find a home. She calls them from the shelter every day. This is the best part of her day.
When I get to come back to the shelter and make my phone call.
And this is the worst part of her day.
Being in the park with a bunch of kids and watching them laugh and play.
We interviewed 3 homeless men whose names are...
My name's Tim.
I'm Robert Gausted.
I'm Mike. I don't care who knows me. They don't like me, they can get away from me.
We asked them how long they've been homeless and why.
By my own definition, intermittently for maybe the last 3 years. The why? My why, I'd have to say, would be the present economic situation. My troubles really did not begin until around 2006, somewhere in that area.
I'm kind of the same. And you wanted to know why? Mainly because alcohol and drugs and trouble with the law.
Why am I living like this? I can't afford to live any other way.
Then we asked why the working people of Montezuma County should care about the homeless.
We've kind of already made the general statement that we are all human beings and we all have our troubles, and the truth is I've seen people that have made a whole lot worse decisions in their life and still haven't, you know, come upon the unfortunate circumstances that most of the people that are homeless have come upon. And it's, yes, in a lot of ways, sometimes it is personal decisions. I guess I want to say, I'll say it, what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes is that, you know, the race isn't to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but time and chance overtakes all.
I think it would be kind of neat for them just to take the opportunity and the time to come and spend a few days or a week or 2 weeks out of their life to see what it's actually like. Then they would have an understanding and not be judgmental of the fact. Because it's not easy. It'd be nice for them to just sit and talk to someone that is homeless to have a better understanding of where they're at. You know, it's not just we're bums or anything like that.
Tim and Robert camp outside in the summer months.
That was a good point, Robert. I've always said that if you go out camping by yourself and you're out there, the first night you don't sleep. I guarantee you. And by the third day, you're so exhausted that, you know what? You don't care if a bear comes up and eats you or not. You should just go to sleep. You're either going to wake up or you're not. And
then we asked what their dreams were for the future.
I would like to be in a position where I can actually be self-supportive and bless my kids with, you know, whatever they need. You know, whenever they need it. But, you know, when I see somebody in need, be able to help them too. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean necessarily have to throw money at it, but have the time and the resources to be able to help as you see the need, as I see the need. That's where I'd like to be. You're up.
Not being here, sitting next to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert.
No, I want to have this monitor off. Be doing okay with the law. Be living out there. And it's not even to have a lot of money, but just have enough money so I can go out and visit my kids and grandkids. Spend some time with my family. Because the most important thing that I have here on this earth, the only thing that is truly mine, is my family. Everything else is on borrowed time.
Well, I just kind of like to get my own place in here. You know, my own little apartment. One bedroom, me, my TV, my music, my books.
Finally, we ask what a solution to end homelessness would be.
It's got to be not just throw money at the problem. It's got to be the interaction of the community to, you know, you're always going to have a fraction of the community that just doesn't care and doesn't want to help the homeless and don't want the homeless around. But you're going to have, if you look at it right now, there is part, very good things going on in this community by people who really do care. So, I mean, part of the solution is being addressed.
What you guys are doing is great. Because you're a solution to homelessness right now.
Right now, you're doing what?
By educating the people around that, hey, it is going on. There is a need for help. We're not just a bunch of bums. Might look like one, but...
Well, not me.
Mike Green, a city attorney.
We asked him if the working people of Montezuma County should care about the homeless.
Yeah, we should be concerned that there are people out there who don't have a place to sleep at night, a place to eat, to hang their cloak, you know.
He went on to talk about where some of his clients slept.
They might go to a gazebo in the park. One fellow used to go to some caves down south of town somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where they were. Another fellow that I was familiar with would sleep under trucks, tractor trailers. Another fellow would, families would just go sleep in their car.
We asked him what he thinks the solution to end homelessness would be.
I think we could always respond to the bad luck and help people out, and in a way that gets rid of homelessness, because we give them a place to say, even if it's temporary, till they can get back on their feet.
My name is Lori Knudsen, and I'm the executive director.
My name is Saskia Millett. I'm an AmeriCorps service member here. It's my first season.
And I'm Christy Janosevsky, and I'm an AmeriCorps member as well.
First, we asked how many homeless people stay at the shelter.
It varies. This season, we have had a low of about 10 people to as many as last night. There was 27.
Then we asked if the working people of Montezuma County should care about the homeless.
I think all people working or not working should care about the homelessness situation, not just in Montezuma County, but all over.
First, you touched on the reality of us all being in the same boat.
The more I like work here, the more I see that like we're all really closer than you'd ever think to homelessness, and maybe people are more familiar with that than not, but it's just crazy to me to see how like a lot of us are just one like bad decision, one paycheck that we didn't get, you know, a lot like living much closer to the edge than you ever realize you're living. And then you like meet a bunch of people that like I'm working with right now, and I just hear their stories and I'm like, whoa, that could have been my story. If like things had gone just a little different for me, like I could be sleeping here instead of them. So like it's like one thing you really learn is how close you actually are and how close a lot of us are, and we don't ever realize that.
Okay, my name's Dan Porter. Why are you interviewing me?
Because you're the mayor.
We asked him if he ever had an encounter with a homeless person.
Absolutely. I've had it be with a person just saying, I need some help to get someplace, or I need some gas money. Hopefully that's what they're using that for. Or it can be quite aggressive. People being quite aggressive to the point that you feel like you're in danger.
He started to talk about his beliefs.
I've always been a believer that you're only as strong as your weakest link. Part of my upbringing is to watch out for less fortunate. We've got a responsibility to take care of those that can't take care of themselves.
Then we asked what a solution to end homelessness would be.
To end homelessness. Boy, that's a tough question. Obviously, employment's huge. If you can employ people at a decent rate where they can afford to rent something, most people are going to want a place of their own. They will try to do that.
Dan shares his insight on the less altruistic side of the human spirit.
There are a lot of people that say, and this is part of Cortez's heritage, is pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That means you get down, you don't ask for help, you do it yourself, you pull yourself up. A lot of people, I think, will look at a homeless person and say they're homeless because of choices they've made. And a lot of times that's true. They've made choices throughout their lives that left them in a place where they can't find work or they can't find this, and they end up homeless. But it's that attitude that they have it coming, or they brought it on themselves. And that's what we battle with sometimes, is that why should I subsidize a low-income apartment? Why? It's taken out of my tax dollars. I work hard. Why do I pay that? That is a mindset.
Even though there will never be a permanent solution to homelessness, there are ways to significantly reduce the amount of homeless people. One way is to offer the education and money management. Another is to create accessible resources which will liberate them from the scourge of substance abuse and addiction. And it's not forget one of the most effective solutions, as Tim, Robert, and Monty, some of our local homeless men, said, you've got to get to know the homeless. Donate your time to help them get back on their feet and share this message with the community and your member.
Come in and say, get a job, bum. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being.
always look on the bright side of life.
This piece was produced by the radio class at the Southwest Open School. The creators of this piece were
Kenesha Tim,
Jimmy Griffith,
Dylan Padilla,
Keaton McClure,
Corey Bildbeck.
We'd like to thank Jeff Pope and Tom Yoder of KSJD, the local participants interviewed for these stories, and the support of the KSJD listenership. To hear these stories again, go to ksjd.org, click on Programs, or go to our site, southwestopenschool.org.
These stories profiled the struggles of our county. We know that through giving voice to our community, we can build a better future, making it easier for us all to...